The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So again, a really warm welcome. Warm welcome for everybody. It's nice to see you all. And tonight I want to talk a little bit about loving kindness for oneself. We are going through some of the foundations of love and kindness at the beginning of the year, kind of revisiting some of these topics. And for some of you, maybe it's not revisiting, and maybe for some of you, it's old hat, but everybody, it's always, there's such a depth to practice. There's so much that I appreciate so much that even though we might be coming back again and again, there's always new to discover, new things to explore. So part of there's this real richness. So some of you might know that metta is the word for loving kindness, of course, but it's related to the word mitta. And in Pali, that means friend. So part of metta practice is befriending. And of course, that includes befriending ourselves. And it seems like we shouldn't have to say this, like logically, like we shouldn't have to say that we have to befriend ourselves, but sometimes we need to be reminded. And so maybe we might think of it as to not abandon ourselves during difficulties. There's sometimes a way that we might like collapse or I'm using this expression, abandon ourselves, you know, just slip into our worst habits or slip into things that are hurtful for ourselves and for others or something like this. Just a little cough clearing my throat. So maybe one way to think about befriending ourselves is not to abandon ourselves during difficulties and as well to not flatter ourselves in times of ease. The conditions might be such that we're not having difficulties, but rather than owning it all and thinking like, oh, it's because I'm doing all these things or it's all solely due to my efforts. Instead, to just recognize that can we meet each moment as best as we can? Whether it's a difficult one or whether it's one with ease, can we meet it with open-heartedness? Can we meet it with warmth? And can we meet with some tenderness and care for ourselves? So in this way, loving-kindness is also about loving kindness for ourselves is also about holding ourselves accountable. Because sometimes having loving kindness or even the expression loving oneself, it has something like it has a little bit of a bad rap or it feels a little bit uncomfortable or there might be this voice that may not be speaking clearly, but it might just be a general mood or something. That's saying that, oh, self-love is narcissistic, it's selfish, it's self-indulgent. But to love oneself, to take care of oneself, is also includes holding yourself accountable to be the best you can be in your life at that moment. To support yourself as best you can. And in contrast to like, if we wanted to think about narcissistic love, has nothing to do with accountability. Whereas kind of self-love, this loving kindness for oneself, is about helping ourselves to be the best that we can be in a way with warmth and openness and care. So not with a stick that we're beating ourselves up with, but out of tenderness and compassion for all of our experiences, for the difficult experiences and the difficult parts, if we sometimes we might even think about that, that you might imagine that there's parts of us that are still feeling a lot of pain or have a difficulty, or can we have tenderness and compassion for those, as well as for the triumphs? Can we have tenderness and compassion for the triumphs, for the successes? And then as we do that, we naturally will behave more kindly and responsibly towards others. As we start to tune in to the range of experiences we have and the range of dimensions, aspects that we have, then our hearts soften and we start to see that, oh yeah, in my own way, I was grappling with this human life. And maybe I did something unskillful. Maybe I did something harmful. But at the time, it was all that was available to me. At the time, it made sense. And then we start to understand other people are doing the same thing. And it helps our hearts to soften just in general for others, not only for ourselves. So loving kindness for ourselves is a really important part of practice. I would say an important part of having a rich, full life and helping us to support others in their life and in their practice. Okay, so with that as an introduction, we'll do some loving kindness. We begin with just taking a meditation posture. And just feeling into the body. Maybe doing a few long, slow, deep breaths. Sometimes we do the bigger breaths to help us connect with the breath. Help us connect with the body, with the bodily sensations. Allowing the breath to return to normal. And just resting there, letting the attention stay with the sensations of breathing. Feeling the rising and falling of the chest or the abdomen. And noticing the beginning of the inhale. How does that feel? What about the end of the inhale? In a relaxed, easy way, can we just notice? Also the beginning and ending of the exhale. when the mind wanders, just very simply, gently begin again. Attention on the inhales and exhales. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just letting the mind rest on the sensations of breathing. Can we notice the tone of voice, so to speak, when we wake up from being lost in thought? Can it be the tone of warmth and care? And then, to begin our loving kindness practice, we'll begin where it's easy, with a lovable being, someone with whom we have an uncomplicated relationship. Might be somebody we know. Be somebody we know of. It might be an imaginary being, kittens, puppies, babies. And can we connect with this lovable being? Often an easy way to do that, or one way to do it at least, is by bringing an image of the lovable being to mind. Can we bring this image to mind without straining, but also with a little bit of effort? To connect. And it might be that when we connect with this lovable being, there's a sense of openness or warmth in the heart center, in the chest. Might not be also. And to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, to support the mind coming back again and again to this intention, can repeat the phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And staying connected with the lovable being. And inclining the mind repeatedly towards goodwill, warmth, benevolence, respect, care. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. It might be that there's a warm feeling. Maybe it's a little bit vague or diffuse or very subtle. Maybe it's not. What would it be like to allow that warm or open or spacious feeling to get as big as it would like? Just allowing. You don't have to make or manufacture anything. Maybe refreshing the image or the connection with the lovable being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can you allow yourself to be nourished and supported by this goodwill that you have for the lovable being? And to extend, stretch, expand this loving kindness, this well-wishing, to include yourself. To bring into mind an image of yourself. Some people like to use an image from their childhood. Or just connect with the felt sense of being here right now. Maybe it's a little bit of both. Is there a way that the connection can be with warmth, with care, with befriending? May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. It's helpful. We can use our imagination. We need to wrap ourselves in a warm blanket, cozy, safe, and comfy. May I be safe. I be happy? May I be healthy? May I live with ease? Maybe if there are some protests, maybe they're not clearly articulated, but protests about extending loving kindness to yourself, you just set those aside for right now. You can pick them up later if you like. But right now, just extend loving kindness to ourselves. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Maybe different phrases will resonate. Maybe these phrases need to be tweaked for you. You can use words that resonate, that are meaningful. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live in ease. If it feels like the loving kindness is waning or the not able to really connect with this, maybe it's helpful to go back to the lovable being and dip into that, so to speak. Fill up one's cup that way. Perfectly fine. Or you're finding a little difficulty, maybe there's another image of yourself as a toddler or first day of kindergarten photo. What is it like to sincerely wish yourself well? Unreservedly. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. And may I live with ease. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground and feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of loving kindness for oneself is not about self-indulgence. It's not about narcissism, but it's about befriending and holding oneself accountable to be the best you can be. But, you know, in a way, with love, right? With care. So not with a stick, not with a, I don't know, that's called the, you know, like a whiplash type of thing, something like that. So for some, it's a practice. It's a real practice to be able to hold ourselves with care. And sometimes it's easier for others. So now I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you can talk about this idea of loving kindness for oneself. Maybe for some of you it's easy peasy, and for some of you it's not so easy, or maybe it's sometimes easy, sometimes isn't, or what are some ways that you found to work with it, or is it easier to, do you work with images, or just connect with the felt sense, or, you know, it can be helpful to share with others some of the ideas and experiences about loving kindness for oneself. It's a, it's an important practice. So we'll meet for 12 minutes, and you'll be in groups of four or three. And, you know, I like to do this. I think it's helpful that rather than one person having a long monologue and then another person have a long monologue and then another person, to go around the room and or go around the squares or however we consider this, to the first person will say just one or two ideas, and then it goes to the next person, and then it goes to the next person, and they say one or two ideas, and then they go to the next person. So I'm having to reassign people here quickly. So in this way, you can come up with collectively come up with some observations or some ideas and share lots of things. And as well, it lets the introverts as well as the extroverts have a voice and participate in the small group discussion. So let's go in order of birth month. If you are born in this month, in January, as a birthday gift, you get to choose whether you want to go first or last. And then if there's nobody in January, and then go in months in numerical order or chronological order after that, so February, March, etc. So if you're born in January, you get to choose. If you don't care, you get to go first. Okay, so have fun. Okay, so welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. We have a few minutes. Would somebody like to comment about how that was in the breakout room? Did you learn some things about loving kindness for oneself, or some any aha moments or something like this?
Our group focused for a large part on how we're dealing with bullies.
Boys?
Bullies.
Oh, bullies.
In the context of loving kindness or metta for self.
Yes.
What do you mean by bullies in that?
Well, people who don't treat, to begin with, generally they don't treat others with respect. I would put them in the bully category.
Yeah. Right, to take care of oneself when others aren't, are treating us poorly. Yeah. And part of that is setting boundaries and saying, this is okay, this is not okay. And that's not easy. Sometimes that's really hard. And sometimes loving kindness for oneself is just learning how to set those boundaries. And often we don't even know that boundaries have been crossed until they have been crossed. We didn't even know we had these boundaries until we feel the pain of like, oh, ouch, that hurts. And how to work with that. So this is such a rich area of exploration. But I mean, kindness for oneself is a great way to kind of start to hold ourselves with esteem, with respect and care, and to learn how to do this really hard work of setting boundaries and saying, okay, I might keep my heart open to this person as best I can, but I'm not going to allow them in my life or to treat me that way or to speak to me that way or whatever it might be. But it's such a rich area and not an easy one, as I said, and nor is it fast. It's not like, oh, okay, I got it. No problem, right? But it's something that might be, you know, a long process. Might include some forgiveness practice, and all kinds of things can get brought into that. Yes, Abraham.
Thanks. I just think it's very seductive to think that loving kindness is always going to make us feel really great. I was just having all kinds of technical problems, and the aversion that was coming up was enormous in the small group. And at the same time, knowing that I felt really safe with everybody in that group and just felt love, but it was really crappy.
Thank you, Abraham. Thank you.
I think it feels seductive. We just get seduced into thinking, oh, everything's going to be so nice. And it's still the same old world that's pretty rough sometimes.
Yes, we're still humans and we still have this whole range of things. And sometimes it is good to allow ourselves to be nurtured and supported and to maybe rest and feel nourished by some of these states of loving kindness, but and also recognizing that it's not always that way. How can it be? Of course, it's not going to be. Yes. Thank you, Abraham. Thank you. Okay, so it's the top of the hour. Just want to respect the time and share what a delight it is to practice with you all. So thank you. Thank you. And if you'd like, we can unmute ourselves and say goodbye.
Thank you, Diana. That was beautiful.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Everyone.
Nice
bye.
To see you, Dawn.
Thank you, Diana.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Dorothy.